silent and swift, the river of life flows unobserved by the mass of men, flows ever onward, unpoured out, and therefore unobserved, unchanneled, and therefore unobserved. A silent, swift, invisible flood. We are not travelers on it, like ships floating, nor even in it, as fishes are in water, knowing it by the heft of muscle against viscosity. We are not on this river, nor in it, but more as if of it, as tiny cells in the great ocean are of it, of ebb and flood, of surfing, shallow and deep calm, and all unconscious of that wherein and whereby they exist. Yet because they exist, and because of the vast medium whereby they exist, shining. Yes, because of the sea, shining. Called Noctiluca for their shining. Microscopic bits of enclosed seawater, yet each a tiny sun. So we, but our light is dim. To know our river of life by the feel of it is not perhaps possible, but oh, now by the shining, yes. And moreover, for we are men and women. By more than a mere phosphorescent submergence, by a directed light, by a channeling and pouring out of light and the figure of it, yes, by a star expression. Silent and swift, the river of life flows unobserved by the mass of men and even by the few, hardly at all known, hardly suspected, because unpoured out, untransubstantiated as light, as star expression, as what we were made for and set for here in the vast flood. Silent and swift, we were created interpreters, translators of water into light, of that invisible truth into this visible, and poured out, yes, ablaze, and observed by all and known, silent and swift and known.